The police minister yesterday indicating that we are starting to see an increase in the number of car hijackings and thefts as we moved to level four. Ron Not Craig is the executive for operational services at Tracker. And Ron, the data that you have at your disposal share that sentiment, don't they? Good morning.
Good morning, Africa. Yes, thank you for the opportunity. Indeed, it does. Our statistics reveal that just after the lockdown, in the first week or so after lockdown, there was a massive reduction in vehicle crime, 90% according to our statistics. But slowly that has started increasing. During the extension, the activities increased again threefold compared to the first week. And then after the level four restrictions, they more than doubled again. So we're sitting at about 60 to 70% of the activities are 60 to 70% of the pre-lockdown levels.
Which is a significant percentage given the restrictions of movement that we are supposed to be enjoying right now. What is the general spread of those hijackings and thefts? Which provinces are having it worse than others?
The two main provinces are Gauteng and KZN. The Western Cape, the activities in the Western Cape from a Tracker national point of view, the activities there are about 10 to 12% of our national activities. And even in the Western Cape, the activities have declined dramatically. For example, to compare it to the national numbers I've just mentioned, the first few weeks, the first 3 weeks of lockdown, in fact, there were no activities in the Western Cape whatsoever. That has slowly started to increase to 20% when it was extended, and the Western Cape is now at about 50% of its normal vehicle crime activities compared to prior to lockdown.
Are there any specific days of the week and times of those days where we're seeing more incidents of hijacking and thefts?
The crime days, according to the crime index that we released for July to December 2019, indicated a Saturday and a Thursday for hijacking and for theft, Saturday and Friday. That hasn't changed much. It's still Saturday is a big day for hijacking and for theft. Friday is also really busy, more for theft. What is interesting is that the times have changed somewhat, and I think that's probably due to the curfew. So hijacking on a Saturday was primarily from about 8 o'clock in the evening until 9, 10 o'clock. That has changed. It's now more from about 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock in the evening, because of the curfew.
A parting question, Ron. Obviously, fitting a tracker into your vehicle is certainly one way of addressing this scourge in South Africa. But what other tips do you have for vehicle owners to make sure that they do not have their vehicles hijacked nor stolen in South Africa?
Well, the most important thing, Africa, is to be vigilant. Be vigilant all the time. And in these unusual times, I think it's really important to be vigilant when you return from shopping. People are desperate out there for food and for money and for anything they can convert into cash. And we have noticed, not so much in the Western Cape, but up in Gauteng and in KZN, that vehicles are being hijacked for the goods that people are carrying, but also then delivery vans. And this is quite prevalent down in the Western Cape. Delivery vans that are delivering food and furniture, etc., are being targeted.